from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit with the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Be ready for your next afternoon vacation with Beakbreaker Tropical. Pelican Brewing, born at the beach.
Hi, Daily Ticker time here on a Thursday, brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Visit pelicanbrewing.com. For more details on locations, events, award-winning beers, independently brewed since 1996, Pelican Brewing, born at the beach. The Blazers were busy yesterday making a trade and landing Donovan Clingan with the 7th overall pick. Joining us now to talk about all of that and his thoughts on how they did on NBA draft night is Tyler Metcalf of the No Ceilings podcast, No Ceilings NBA on Twitter. At TMetcalf11 is where you can find him. Tyler, good morning to you, man. Thanks for the time in Portland. You know, a lot of these mocks kept having Clingan potentially fall to 7 with, like, the disclaimer of, I don't think he'll be there, and Portland would be thrilled if he gets there. I imagine that they were thrilled. What was your take of them taking the UConn big man with the 7th overall pick?
I loved it. You kind of mentioned the mocks, and we were kind of guilty of that too, where it's like, all right, is he going to go 1? And if not 1, then could he possibly be there at 7? And they really felt like a reach because of how talented and how much upside there still is with him, where, hey, if he starts to fall, someone's surely got to trade up for him. But this really did feel like one of the best case scenarios for the with him falling 2-7 for them.
You talk about the ceiling for him. I'm kind of curious, even though you guys run with the label no ceilings, what is, when we think of Donovan, what is it offensively? We know defensively he's good and what he was. What is it for him offensively when you watch him play?
I think there's some very legitimate, like, Mark Gasol type of outcomes with him, where there's so much more passing to his game than he really has been able to unlock. We got flashes of it. In freshman season, we got a few more flashes of it with some of the really cool and creative actions that UConn had this year. From his freshman to his sophomore year, his assist rate doubled while his turnover rate got cut in half. There's some really fascinating playmaking and versatility out of short roll, creating from the top of the key, from the elbow, that kind of stuff, where he just makes everyone around him better. And then he's also a fantastic screener. And every scout and exec that I had asked about this, they all think he's going to shoot it in some form or fashion, not necessarily at like a Kristaps Porzingis, like Karl-Anthony Towns prolific rate, but enough where he can, you know, hit a trail three or pick and pop type of stuff. It's a couple of games that kind of forces the defense to respect it a little more.
Interesting. Yeah, I think that's music to the ears of Blazer fans, especially opening up the paint a little bit for Scoot. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the offensive upside and the defensive prowess that we know he brings. What are the big question marks? Is it injuries? Is it, you know, the minutes he played at UConn? If you're circling like, hey, this is a concern or that's a concern, what is it about Clingan that makes you wonder about his fit in the NBA?
Yeah, health is definitely the first big one. It's always a little concerning when 7'2", 280-pound guys have multiple foot injuries in the same season. Apparently, they were unrelated and just unfortunate kind of fluke things early in the season. And we saw that once he got healthy and really hit the ground running as the season progressed, there weren't any issues. And he lost a ton of weight, really transformed his body going back to high school, where as a freshman, he really leaned down. And then his sophomore year, he got substantially stronger. With how available all of the medicals and stuff were for teams this year, I really start to become a lot less worried about potential health issues, because if there was something really glaring or really concerning with him, it would have come out in some form, and I don't think he necessarily would have been there at would have been the seventh overall pick, let alone being in conversation for the first overall pick. So it's the big thing at this point is just conditioning and how many minutes can he play. I think with Portland, it's really kind of easy to ease him into that and not overstress his body, because he's probably going to be the backup center while Ayton continues to start. So that alone kind of limits the workload and allows him to ease into the NBA context and workload a little more comfortably.
Why do you think Dalton Connect fell all the way to the Lakers? There were some stunning things, I think, that happened yesterday. I audibly gasped when I saw Detroit took Ron Holland at 5. I think he was 50-1 on Vegas Sports at 5. Why did Dalton Connect fall all the way to 17 to the Lakers?
No clue. Honestly, no clue. It makes zero sense. You mentioned the Pistons at 5, and he's like, all right, this might be a little bit of a reach, but it makes sense. He fills everything that they need. And basically from 5 on is like, oh, surely this could be Connect. Surely this could be. And we just kind of kept going. And the Lakers got incredibly lucky. Yes, he's older. Yes, the defense isn't there. But this was arguably the best scorer in the entire country, who regularly dropped 30-plus points a game again in SEC competition. He was everything for that Tennessee offense. If you took him off that Tennessee team, they might have had one of the worst offenses in the country. And instead, they were one of the best teams in the country for most of the year. So the defense is bad, but when he's not asked to create everything on offense, I think he has the size and the where he can at least be on that end. And then when you put him in a more of that off-ball scoring role, he can be that second side creator, and playing off of guys like LeBron and AD, he's going to get a ton of really fascinating looks. So I think they struck gold at 17.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Interesting. We're talking with Tyler Metcalf, No Ceilings, the No Ceilings podcast, at No Ceilings NBA, at TMetcalf11 on Twitter. You can go give him a follow there. I'm watching the first round last night, and I don't recognize half the damn names. I read them in mocks, but I'm like, I've never seen this guy play, never heard of this guy. Who the hell is this guy? So I imagine today will be no different. You know what you're talking about. The Blazers have a pretty early pick in the second round. I think they have 2 of the first, 10 or whatever. Any names, anybody that's still left that you're looking of, like, how did that guy fall? Or that guy makes sense? What are we looking at here in the second round today?
Yeah, and just kind of in the vacuum, Tyler Kolek, point guard from Marquette, was a really kind of surprising fall. His name was even getting mentioned with Miami up at 15, and a lot of intel was pointing to Phoenix at 22, so him falling out of the first entirely was kind of surprising. Kyle Filipowski from Duke, kind of toolsy, power forward center, projects to shoot it, really physical, really good rebounder. Another name kind of surprising that he fell out. And then Johnny Furphy from Kansas is a really fascinating kind of long-term play. Ton of upside, 6'9 wing, had an incredible shooting month in January and February, and just kind of took over that Kansas offense. Once Kevin McCullough got hurt, Furphy became like the only perimeter scoring option. So defenses loaded up on him and the numbers kind of fell off. So his rebounding, the shooting upside, the physical tools, he's really, really exciting going forward. Might take some time, needs to get a lot stronger, but I think he's one of the better kind of long-term plays and home run swings in the early second round.
What did you make of the Blazers trade with the Wizards? Nobody out here watches Wizards basketball. They were god-awful. Denny Avdia had a pretty nice season for himself. They traded Malcolm, the first at 14, the first in 2029, 2 seconds. What is your observations of Denny Avdia, the player, and what he's been so far in his career? What did you think of the trade when you saw it come through?
I love the trade for a couple of reasons. First, the Blazers kind of kept getting mocked, these high upside but really raw wings at 14. And I think they're getting a guy who's just kind of ready to contribute to winning basketball right away in Denny instead. So I don't think they necessarily would have been able to grab someone of Denny's caliber at 14 regardless. And at the start of Denny's career is kind of a frustrating development because he was used as just a spot-up shooter, but he was always just a iffy shooter at best. And this last year, they put the ball in his hands a little more, allowed him to get out in transition, create for others, be a secondary, tertiary creator. And he just took a massive, massive leap. They were so much better with him on the floor than off. He became one of the better perimeter wing defenders in the league this year. I think this is a really, really good move. And then just you look at the contract alone, he's only making $15 million this year, and he's on the books for another 4 years, and it's a descending contract. So by the time that this contract is up, he'll only be making $11 million. From the basketball side, from the cap side, I thought it was a really, really smart move by the Blazers.
So not an overpay?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, great stuff. Tyler Metcalf, go give him a follow on Twitter, at TMetcalf11, the No Ceilings podcast, at No Ceilings NBA. Thanks so much for the time. I know you guys are busier than hell with the first round, second round, so we really appreciate the breakdown here in Portland, and hopefully we can catch up again soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.